Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you owe back taxes?
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another installment of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, sitting in the big chair for Fred Penny, who's on assignment. To my right, in the usual position of prominence, leadership, and for the most part, overall disgust with just about any comment I ever make, is Denise Dirks. Denise, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, you having a good day today?
It's a blustery day.
We look out of the windows at our palatial studios here in Northern California, and it's hard to miss, well, a lot of wind, a lot of rain, a lot of stuff blowing around. Did you make it here okay today?
I am, barely.
Well, there's now a moat around the building, which was not planned,
Well,
sure.
There is, but there are no crocodiles, alligators. And, you know, that should save us from the, what is it, the attacking hordes,
yes,
with a D, that that may be coming after us. Now look, I have a very small commute. Only a couple miles to get to the studio here for me. Denise, you're just a few miles. Closer than a few miles. But Cal.
Yes.
Cal, how was your trek into the studio this morning?
Well, blustery understates the matter. There were a few cars that were getting a little squidgy because of the moisture on the roads. And remember, in California or anywhere, when it rains and it hasn't done so for a while, there's not a little layer of oil on the pavement.
That is true.
So guys got along, a gust of wind hits them. I see a little SUV going wobble, 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 wobble. So, of course, I eased up on my speed, took my time, took me about 45 minutes longer than usual, and got here safe and sound. Thank goodness.
Now, were you driving the car, or based upon the conditions, did you just decide to bring the ARC to work this
Well,
morning?
No. Here's the thing. This is a busy time of year. I've got kids and high school grandkids staying with me. They're in this production. My wife is the queen dishwasher of the Madrigal dinner, so they take my car that has more seats, and she left me with the two-seater Thunderbird, which I love driving, but it's not front-wheel drive.
I thought you came in your sleigh.
Well, of course.
Oh, did you hear that? He almost gave you a Denise.
It's a habit lately. So our show went very well, by the way. We had six performances. It's a 1,000-seat venue. Of those six, four and a half were sold out.
So for those of you that don't know what is joining us for the first time or didn't hear from the last time, Cal has the ability to grow the perfect Santa Claus beard. It is not colored. He doesn't color it. It is the natural color white with the white hair, and he plays Santa Claus every year. And that is what he's doing this year. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on.
Well, it's an original production written by a member of the community who used to be my Mrs. Claus, by the way. She was a director and writer and all of that. And she called me up and said, will you do it? And I said, yeah. So for 15 years now, I've had the privilege of playing Santa in this show. And so we got there, and I got to sing a couple of songs. I sang Count Your Blessings, and I sang No Place Like Home for the Holidays. But by the way, one rule when Cal is Santa, no dancing ever.
So there's none of the productions that you are in are, well, can there be dancing, just no dancing by you? Or
no.
do other people get to frolic and dance?
Dancing Ranger, very much freeform dancing for me. You know, just kind of, you know, the weird 60s hippie stuff. You know, that's about it. And so, in fact, the first rehearsal, I'm out there, they put everybody on stage, and they said, we just want to watch you move. So we're out there with doing music, and the choreographer comes up, puts her hands on my shoulders, and said, that's enough, Cal.
You know, there's a video, a meme that goes around, especially of of our former president at one of his rallies, dancing to the music, feet firmly planted where they are, arms, the arms are flailing about like you would see at one of those used car dealerships where the inflatable guys move around. He's bending and contorting, you know, clearly zero rhythm. And when you talk about that, that's what I'm envisioning. It's like the kid's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's me on a good day.
There's actually a new one I just saw this morning.
No.
But he actually moves around and he does his thing and real cool. And then he's got Clinton on one side and he's got, I don't know, somebody else on another side and they follow him. So he starts it and then they do it. It's real cute. It's funny.
Yeah. Well, you know.
There's nothing like a choreographer with their head down, hand over her forehead, palm open, going, oh, what am I in for here? So it worked out fine. It was a good show, went very well, and I'm very thankful and proud to be a part of it.
Have you ever seen the movie Magnum Force? It was the second of the Dirty Harry movies.
Yeah.
Okay, and that one at the very end, the villain cop has been exposed. Look, if you haven't seen it now, I don't care if this is a spoiler alert.
Yeah,
Hal Holbrook was the bad cop with the other three other cops, and he was doing their cop vigilante justice, and they couldn't recruit Clint Eastwood. And at the very end, the bomb goes off, kills Hal Holbrook. And Clint Eastwood's line, which is a callback to an earlier line, was, sometimes a man's got to know his limitations. That is my response. Anytime someone says, hey, you want to dance? Sometimes a man's got to know his limitations.
You know, my wife does the same thing. When we have kids get married and, you know, music, she just turns her head, puts her, just turns away and goes, oh, Lord, help me.
Yeah, not a pretty, but, you know, something tells me that when the music gets going, you got some rhythm.
I'm thinking, I do.
Yeah, you can.
I used to be able to do the real true go-go dancing.
Oh, really?
Remember that?
You mean the white boots go-go dancing?
The white boots and whole kit and caboodle.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, kittens.
And caboodles.
And caboodles, wow.
Now we're talking.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk After Dark.
And now let's go live to the used car lot where Kit and Caboodle is standing.
Caboodle are, you know, thanks, Cal. We're out here. There's a helicopter circling. Turkeys. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about here. Michael Avenatti, oh my gosh, will he ever go? Michael Avenatti and Harvey Weinstein.
He was going to be president, you know.
Do you remember when those two names, Avenatti and Weinstein, were like the staples of almost every show that we did?
Yep.
And now we're covering him because it's sort of the aftermath of what we had covered years ago. With Avenatti, we're going to talk about the sentencing that he just received and how much time he's going to be doing in jail. With Harvey Weinstein, not a whole lot, but just an update on where his current criminal trial is.
So we're cleaning up the piles out of the metaphorical legal kitten box.
That's correct. The whole kitten caboodle box. That's what we're doing. You know, Cal and I were joking about this. It's the giving season, the holiday season, Christmas cheer, the gifts that keep on giving. And maybe they call it the giving season because the rest of the season, there are allegations of people taking away. And that is an allegation made against a former Fox News guest accused of, well, perhaps exploiting family members for cash.
How did Fox News get into that?
I don't know.
Because everybody on Fox is a bad guy? I'm just curious about that.
Maybe it's Fox News, fair, balanced, and some people exploit their money.
And thefts, yeah. And
thefts. So that could be it. Yeah, here's one that's interesting. I don't know if we'll get to this in the first hour or the second hour, but the softball coach for Idaho State.
The Bengals, yes.
And, files a lawsuit based upon, because he was terminated for offering to adopt a player's baby.
I think it's a she, but either way, it's the same difference, yeah.
Well, you know, look, I'm non-binary.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Very good. Thank you.
Let's see. Kim Kardashian avoids a lawsuit with Floyd Mayweather. The rich get richer, and they don't have anything taken away from them. Well, we've got other stuff to do, but we're also going to do, when we come back, case or no case. That's what people tune in to Radio Law Talk for. So when we come back from the break, case or no case, Cal's going to get it teed up, and we will take it from there. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Thanks for joining us, folks. Stay dry if you're in wet places. Stay dry if you're in dry places, too, because, you know, rain's no fun.
Just stay dry.
Although we do need the rain.
Thank for that. Yes. Wind and rain. But do we need the wind with it? This is the key question. Radio Law Talk will continue here on this radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com, where you can stream this show free and all previous episodes at no charge. Stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Where's Fred? Are you serious?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. So if you've never heard the show before, you haven't heard the show in a while, we do a thing every hour called Case or No Case, and that is where Cal jeopardizes his eternal soul by coming up with either a true case or a fake case. He gives us the scenario. It's the illegal equivalent of that show, that game called Balderdash, if you ever played it when you were younger, board game, fun around the holidays. And he tries to stump us. We try to see if he's given us a case or no case. So, Cal, why don't you go ahead and take that away.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Frankie Cornelio, a.k.a. Connie, was a two-bit thug, had a couple of misdemeanor warrants out for his arrest. One day, while carving the Thanksgiving turkey, he put a slice in his finger and had to go to the emergency room for stitches, purely accidental. But the nurse, who also served in the county jail, recognized Connie, as he was called, and realized that he still had a warrant out, so she called the authorities. The police came and took Connie off to jail because of the outstanding warrants. A little later, as he sat in his jail cell waiting to see the judge, he thought about that and said, wait a minute, I wasn't there for no gunshot, no child abuse, no crime, and that nurse had no right or reason to turn me in. I'm going to call a lawyer and see if I have a case against the nurse and against the hospital. So, Denise, does Connie have a case or no case?
He was in the hospital voluntarily. He had cut his own finger,
yep.
But he had a warrant out.
Yep.
So by her turning it in, that's no case at all.
Okay, Todd, what do you think? Connie, case or no case here?
Oh, my gosh. So listen, this is going to touch on some basic Fourth Amendment principles, which is the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. And the question here is going to be, does he have an expectation of privacy? Does he have an expectation of privacy in terms of who he is? No, you hold yourself out to the public all the time, and if somebody recognizes you, they recognize you. You have an expectation of privacy protecting you from having the police go into your home. They can't go into your home to get you without a warrant. You know, it harkens back, and I believe the cases even cite this phrase, you know, a man's home is his castle, and so they can't do that. But the thing is he was at the hospital. And I would think that maybe the only, you have an expectation of privacy in your medical information. And so the idea here is when you go to the hospital, your identity is part of your medical file. And absent a warrant should probably not be released to law enforcement. There are also HIPAA provisions about where you are at. So I will say that this is a case. Because it raises an issue. Now, although I do criminal law, I don't have all of the case law about search and seizure at my fingertips in the front of my brain ready to go for it. Boy, there are compendiums about this. So I will say that this is a case. And, you know, I'll go out and a step further and say that he wins. He is able to defeat the arrest because he's able to defeat the arrest because the information should not have been conveyed to him from the, you said the nurse was also a member of law enforcement?
Yep. Well, she worked in the jail, not as a cop, but she work in the jail.
Okay. As an agent of law enforcement, she was someplace where he had a reasonable expectation of privacy in the hospital in his room because he was seeking medical treatment. So I'll say case, and he wins.
You know what? You're really disappointed, Cal.
Why's that?
Because he was trying to get you to give your gangster talk.
Come on.
And they say Italiano and all
Connie,
that stuff.
Connie.
So let me tell you something. Yo, hey, I went to the hospital because I cut my finger. It's Thanksgiving. You know, I took a piece of the bird for, you know, folks there. I took a piece of the bird. I get arrested. I'm going to give you the bird. And now I'm getting arrested.
Next thing you know, the nurse is taking me in. Okay.
The whole thing was a load of garbage. Judge, toss it, all right?
Okay, so Denise, you said, did you say no case or case?
No case.
Okay, it was a case. And Connie went to the lawyer, and the lawyer wrote some nasty letters to the nurse and to the hospital. And Connie got a settlement from each of those, and they paid his legal fees. So Connie won. He didn't get much money, but he got something out of them because of the whole HIPAA deal. It was, in fact, a HIPAA matter. And his lawyer was sharp enough to get on that. So his lawyer did, and Connie won. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Now, look, before anybody says, yo, that Kunin, he really knows his stuff, I would just point out that even a blind dog can find a bone every once in a while.
Next hour, by the way. Have you ever heard those commercials where a guy on the radio says, you know, I've used that product, and it's great. Well, there's a matter of law about that we'll talk about next hour on Case or No Case. So I hope you stay tuned for that.
Jimmy Johnson versus Extends. Yes. Okay, so.
Hey.
We're in Dallas, right? There's like a bunch of people in Dallas that like hate me right now.
And there are many who say, well, that's a good story.
You go, well, you know, I don't know. He's not there anymore. They may be like, yeah, hey, he's got a point.
Yeah, right.
So Michael Avenatti. Avenatti. You can't spell, you can't say Avenatti without using naughty, right? Michael Avenatti.
That's like funeral. Put the fun in funeral. Avenatti. Yeah. I like this.
Good. We'll be here all week, folks. Tip your servers. I hear the food is great. Michael Avenatti rose to fame and prominence during the, was it the 2016 presidential election, Denise? Yes, that's when it was. It was,
yes.
2016.
It was just prior to that.
That's right, because
he represented.
He represented somebody who had accusations of wrongdoing by Hillary Clinton's opponent. And
speaking of wrongdoing, Michael Avenatti.
Yes. And when we come back, we'll talk briefly about the fallout, what happened, and where he's going to be spending the next, 15 to 19 years.
He won't be home for Christmas, Denise.
You know, you can call in if you want at 855-529-7234. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Thanks, Denise. Thank you, Todd. We'll be back with more on the program. I realized I interrupted a few times. I'll stop that. Okay, that's a lie, but I'll try. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
USA Radio News.
Apparently, Russia wanted to trade Marine veteran Paul Whelan, now the highest profile American in prison in Russia, over the summer. The Russians told the U.S. that they would swap Whelan for a Russian assassin who is part of a domestic spy organization and who is being detained in Germany for murder. Moscow said at the time it wanted, quote, a spy for a spy. Berlin flatly rejected the idea. Now, at that time, the Biden administration was saying repeatedly that the Russians were refusing to engage in good faith and they were not putting substantive offers on the table. The Walmart manager who shot up a Chesapeake, Virginia store last month, killing six employees, had been investigated by the company 2 years earlier. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. Boys are weird.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Well, we are back. Let's talk about Michael Avenatti. Now, by way of history, we teased this when we were going into the break. So what was it, Denise? Avenatti, it was prior to the 2016 election. Donald Trump threw his hat in the ring. Hillary Clinton, those were the two that were running, and
Avenatti. Well, there was a bunch running, but those were the two that
eventually
party nominated.
Yeah, that's who it was distilled down to, and really, I think with Clinton, I really feel like it was a no-brainer that it was going to be Hillary Clinton. That was my feeling, that she was going to be the Democratic nominee, but with Trump, there were a lot of people that threw their hat in the ring, but it ended up being him, and. There were a lot of allegations brought by people that were running against him, and one of them had to do with allegations of, let's see, how do we put this delicately, maybe settling with people to cover up extramarital affairs, things like that, right?
Right, okay. Paying people off to keep quiet.
And there was one individual named Stormy Daniels, and I never can remember her given name, but she claimed what? That she had a tryst with Mr. Trump and was paid money to keep it confidential, something like that?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. And she sued to try to end the confidentiality agreement,
okay,
portion of their agreement.
And she
is the one,
yes,
that Trump's attorney had paid off, too.
Stephanie Gregory Clifford.
That's there you go.
Yes.
Stephanie Clifford.
Yeah, I see how you get Stormy from Stephanie.
Or but, Gregory.
Yes, but
she was born on a day like today.
Yes, she was. It was. there was a tornado and a dog and a yellow brick road, and the girls were fighting over shoes. So anyway, Stormy Daniels was represented by Michael Avenatti.
Correct.
Now, sometimes you have a lawyer that represents somebody, and they're just, you know, I'll show up to court, I'll do this, I'll do that, we'll talk about the court proceedings. And then you have some lawyers, well, that do an all-out media blitz, and I think he would have been in the latter category.
I think he liked the notoriety as well as the self-promotion.
At least once a week after the Stormy Daniels case broke, Michael Avenatti was on CNN as a guest commentator, the legal commentator, on all the time. And at one time, didn't he even say, not in the 2016 election, but that he was considering throwing his hat in the ring for the next election, which would have been 2020, right?
Yeah,
he
was. Sure did.
Okay.
Absolutely. He said that.
He loved that attention. Yeah.
Yeah, he said that, and he didn't just represent Stormy Daniels in that particular case with Trump. He also represented her in a case where they sued Trump for defamation of character. They lost badly, and Stormy was ordered to pay fees. And in that case, the way that he was getting paid was through a GoFundMe account. And he was getting paid by far way more than what he had actually put effort in. And that ended up also being something that Stormy Daniels turned around and sued him for.
That's right. See, he got cross with Miss Daniels.
Yes.
And not just that, but didn't she have a book deal that he helped negotiate for?
Correct.
And proceeds were paid for the book deal to her through him. But did the money make it to her?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
He kept the proceeds. And then the last thing that really did him under was that, well, the last thing is probably currently what we're talking about. But in the past, he's already in prison. And that's because he told
Nike
that if they didn't pay $25,000, $25 million, $25 million, then he would let some very bad things out in the public arena that would destroy their company.
Now that, just to clear, expound on that. So after all this stuff was going on, or at about the same time this stuff was going on in the political arena, in the college basketball arena, there was this issue that came up about coaches accepting payments and maybe players accepting payments from apparel companies, shoe companies, things like that. That, you know, if you go to this school, you can get this kind of money. And look, this was all before the NCAA rules changed that allowed the players to get paid and do endorsements. But up until then, that was a huge no-no. It was a scandal. A lot of coaches, a lot of players were had fingers pointed at them. And Avenatti was purporting to represent somebody that was caught up in that. And so the threat that he made had to do with Nike with, tell you what, you pay me this amount of money and I'll keep quiet about what I know in your involvement
right.
in this type of stuff.
Isn't that blackmail?
Well, you know, that he
extortion,
was
to be exact.
That's kind of what he was
yeah.
found guilty of. So the feds prosecuted him for that because they had some of this recorded and they had the correspondence and stuff.
Yeah, correspondence, written correspondence.
Yeah. And so he was prosecuted. He was sentenced to, what, 5 years for that, right?
I think it was four. I'm not positive.
Maybe
four and a half. It was close to that.
Yeah, so he's doing time for that.
Yeah.
Then has to come back to California to face the charges dealing with money not paid. It wasn't only Stormy Daniels. He's got clients that had won settlements, were due money, and they claimed that he never paid them. And as a result of that, he faced criminal charges in the state of California for defrauding clients. He was found guilty of that, and he was sentenced this last week.
But I'm sure people would want to know, Todd, and maybe I'm wrong, is what's the process? You win a lawsuit. Why doesn't the company that you beat, why don't they just cut you a check right there and go away? Well,
because,
I mean, how does that work?
Because the attorney gets a percentage. So what happens usually in this type of a case is the attorney's fronting their time and sometimes even the costs in the case in advance of any kind of verdict. And once the verdict comes down, the monies go to the attorney because the attorney has to pay the costs of the suit, and then they get a piece of what is the winnings.
So you figure out, the attorney figures out who gets what and makes the disbursements out of a special account, is
correct.
That right?
Correct. And what he did in this case, and there was a lot of people he had, there were four in particular in this case, but from one guy, he was a paraplegic, he got an entire settlement for him, and he was like giving him like a little bit of money here and a little bit of money there, saying these are advanced on your settlement, when he had taken the money from the settlement. And he bought a plane.
Wasn't he charging them interest on those advances?
That was
some
other
sleazy thing like that.
That was Stormy Daniels' claim.
That's what it was.
Was that he had received money for her book deal. She wasn't having anything. He didn't let her know that he had the money, so he was giving her amounts, charging her interest on her own money that she was. He should have been giving back to her. And so when the money comes in, you talked about, you know, they win, the company that lost cuts a check. The money should go into a trust account. It's a client trust account. Then the disbursements are made from that trust account. Disbursements for cost, disbursements for the attorney's fee. I'm speaking in very simple general terms. And then ultimately, what's ever left after those disbursements is what's given to the client. That last step was not happening.
So strange.
And it, not only was the last step not happening, I think that a further illegal step was happening in that the disbursements that should have been made to the client were being made by Avenatti to himself. And so that's the issue that you got. And that was this last thing that he was convicted of.
Hence the airplane.
He had the airplane. And his sentence, which was just handed down this last week, was
14.5 years
yes.
On top of the 5 years that he was previously serving. He was serving 5 years. I guess he served 1 year already.
So another 14 is tacked on the end? Or
no, it's going to be running concurrently, it looks like.
Okay. Yes. And now the interesting thing on this is, actually, it's consecutive, so it's tacked on to the end. So it's going to be so
cool.
It was 14 for one and five. It's going to be 19 years.
Wow.
Now, the interesting thing here is that he was found guilty of this, and this was all federal court. He was found guilty of wire fraud and tax problems because, you know, when you steal money, you still technically owe tax on money that you take. So he was prosecuted by the federal government. In this last case, he actually pled to the charges, but he pled without an agreement. It's what's called giving an open plea. I'm going to plead to what's in the indictment or in the complaint. I'm going to plead to what's charged, and I'm going to leave sentencing up to the judge.
So the mercy of the court, as it were.
Yes, and the court, in its mercy, gave him 14 years on top of the 5 year RDOs, and he's going to have to do 85% of that.
How many lawyers said, oh boy, Michael Avenatti's now out of the game. We don't have to compete with this blowhard. It's going to be better for us, too.
I don't know how many, but when we come back, we do want to talk about one thing that Denise raised over the break, which was Michael Avenatti represented himself in this last one. And
no, the previous one, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He represented himself. Why didn't he have a lawyer? And we will offer some opinions on that.
I'll bet you a nickel, and I know nothing about it. I'll bet you I know.
Well, Cal, get your nickel ready.
All right,
we'll cover that when we come back from the break.
This is Radio Law Talk, and the show continues in just a bit.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess.
text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So we're back. You know, some people might... We're still talking about Michael Avenatti, and I guarantee you there's some people out there. Oh, translated, we're back, beating a dead horse. But yes, we're still talking about Michael Avenatti. The last thing, folks, is the last thing we're going to talk about. He represented himself in both the Nike case, where he was found guilty and sentenced to, 5 years? And then he also represented himself in this most recent case where, on the advice of his lawyer, himself, he pled to everything, threw himself on the mercy of the court, and ended up with 14 years. And Denise...
No!
Yes. Denise, that struck you, it me as well, but you mentioned that struck you as odd.
Yeah, I just didn't understand why he wouldn't have gotten an attorney. He had money. He could have afforded a very good defense attorney. And it occurred to me that it could be several different things. But one of the things I thought about, and I don't know if this is just crazy because I don't do criminal law, but if you are your own counsel, there's a lot of things you can say as an attorney that you can't say as a defendant. And so maybe he could make arguments that were not factually based, and then maybe he could still hide behind the Fifth Amendment. I don't know if that's possible.
That's interesting because it does Look, there's a jury instruction that they give the jury that says anything the attorneys say is not evidence. The only way that you can use it for even close to evidentiary value is if the question that came from the attorney gives context to the answer. For example, if you're the defendant in a murder case and I said, did you kill the victim, right? And your answer was yes. Well, that answer, yes, is of no meaning without the context of the question that was offered. So in that regard, the statement of the attorney, the question, can be used because it gives context to the answer.
Can he question himself? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, I suppose so. I suppose it would be kind of funny if he had himself declared as a hostile witness.
He might be, accused of having dissociation disorder or something like that.
But what's he going to do? Is he going to ask himself, so...
Mr. Avenatti,
did you do X, Y, and Z? And then he says, I plead the fifth.
I did.
I plead the fifth.
Isn't it true?
Isn't it true?
Your Honor, I don't have to answer that question, do I?
Mr. Avenatti, have you stopped beating your spouse? No, yes. Objection. Bad questions. He's objecting to his own questions. But so he represented himself. That the first case went to trial. The second one didn't. But yes, that can come up. It's a little difficult to police the line. Right?
Right.
I've done trials with people that are in pro per, people who are representing themselves. When I was a district attorney, I think of three trials that I did where the defendant chose to represent themselves. And those were a little bit difficult because as the lawyer, you know they're representing themselves. They give them the advisement. Now, look, you're going up against a seasoned district attorney who does this and you have no experience and I'm not going to cut you any breaks, but still... You can't beat too much up on them because you got a jury sitting there going, oh, come on, really? You're going to play this? So you could try to treat it with kid gloves and do things, but it makes it a little more difficult. But I looked at this and I thought, I wonder if he tried to hire lawyers, but I could see his ego, and this is all speculation, but I could see his ego being one that. Interviewing lawyers, look, I'd like you to help me represent myself. I'll be lead counsel. You come in and be co-counsel. I will call the shots. I will do this. And I just don't see any attorney, saying, yeah, that sounds like a good deal to me. I'll do that. Because your reputation as, think about the OJ case. Now, this was an acquittal. But you got all the attorneys on the OJ case. We got Johnny Cochran, Robert Shapiro, F. Lee Bailey, Carl Douglas, even Kardashian. You got all these attorneys. Not all of them played the same role. Some of them played very minor roles. But they all got the notoriety, good or bad, because they were part of that team, right?
Right.
I see a lot of attorneys saying, not sure I want to touch this one with a 10-foot cattle prod. That's one. Two, now remember... These are financially based crimes. And Denise, you said, well, clearly he had the money to hire an attorney. And my question was, in the interview process, was it like, look, I'd like to retain you. I'm good for it. Trust me. Or I'll write you a check as soon as I get out. It may have been a financial issue.
Or he said, wait.
Because the first case was Nike. So they didn't grab all of his monies at that point.
I just don't know how much money he had.
Well, he had a pretty good airplane.
Because but he sold that. And my question is, while the Nike case was pending, was there a hold on his other funds while this case is pending with an idea that, like, you could face some substantial amounts here, fines, penalties, you've done this, and maybe because as a pretrial motion because they know that he failed to pay taxes and do the stuff with the case that was pending, if there was maybe a seizure or a freeze of his account.
I don't think there could have been. Not on the Nike case. In the trust fund case, absolutely.
Yeah, and so, but while that case is pending, his inability to hire attorneys for the Nike case may have been if his funds were being seized or held on the case that was pending. He had no, essentially it would be a situation where, and this is, again, all speculation, where, look, I'd love to hire you as my lawyer, but I can really only pay you if I beat both the Nike case. If I lose that one, I still got to beat this Fed case.
I just don't think potential lawyers saw any upside to representing him, either economically, reputation-wise. How do you want to represent a guy who steals from clients? Would you want to do that? I mean, I know you want to give him a good defense.
But that allegation wasn't out there when Nike started.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't out there.
But the allegation. Second, but
the allegations of stealing from his clients.
Oh, I think it was that. It wasn't lawsuits yet. It was, well, the government was investigating him.
That's probably true.
And this was a criminal prosecution. I think the other thing, though, is it's telling that he didn't ask for the public defender. Like, if you've really got no money and you're indigent, you can ask for a federal defender to be appointed. Now, the federal defender is going to come in and say, well, then we're going to do it my way. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But still, you have a lot that you can go ahead and suggest as the defense, as the defendant, but no federal defender would agree to a I'll let you be co-counsel. And so
he obviously believed he had the best odds of winning the case if he represented himself. I mean, that's obvious.
I feel like that.
I have run into people as a public defender who are like that in my career as a district attorney. There are a good number of folks that I prosecuted that thought they could do it better than a court-appointed attorney. And
that might even be one of the reasons they were before the criminal court.
Now, I have yet to see somebody actually successful in that.
And it was Mark Twain who said, he who represents himself has a fool for a client.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Yes. And he wasn't even an attorney.
Yeah.
He knew that.
And like I said, I've been doing criminal law for, good heavens, I became a deputy DA in 2005, so we're going on 18, 19 years now.
Yikes.
And
so that's nothing.
And I have
to retire.
I just hit my 34.
Congratulations to you. That's awesome.
But what I'm going to say is I have yet to see somebody be successful in that, representing themselves.
Is that right? Never happened.
Never seen an acquittal.
Wow.
I've seen several people try, and it's never worked out.
Death penalty case, several tried, several died? No.
No, I haven't.
I'm just looking for a rhyme.
I don't think that the court would allow a death penalty case to be self-represented without at least co-counsel.
Yeah.
I really don't. I see that it would be imposed.
So what's the toughest crime for which someone tried to represent themselves that you can recall? The
toughest one, eventually it was unlawful sexual relations with a minor.
Hmm. And they tried to represent themselves.
Well, at one point in the trial, they tried to.
Wow.
And it didn't go well.
Wow.
So
we
were literally in trial, and in the middle of trial, the person went from represented to not represented. And it didn't work out well.
So then
I was not on the defense side. I was
did they go back and get a lawyer later?
No, they did not. They did not.
Rode the horse all the way out.
They went to prison.
So wow.
That is our first hour of Radio Law Talk. Happy that you're joining us here on this lovely Saturday, or on the podcast if you're not listening to this on a Saturday. And we appreciate you listening. Stick around after this break. We've got a lot more stuff to talk about. Don't go away.
Yep. Two more hours of Radio Law Talk are on our agenda, and we hope they're on yours as well. And the show will continue at 6 minutes after the next hour, 10 o'clock Pacific time, on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the show will continue.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.